Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty. Here we are, man. Morning Mess. Time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we all say good morning to John?
Good morning. Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
My man, John. Okay, let's get to it. You're trying to get some revenge on your lady, Bella. Taking you to the wrong show?
Yeah. She got me tickets to go to a random concert for my birthday.
Okay.
The only thing I had to do was drive because it was like 2 hours away. So Saturday comes, we're driving up, we get there, and the venue is closed. There are no cars, no people, and most importantly, there's no sign saying anyone was going to be there.
Oh, damn.
Did she get scammed or what's going on?
She was freaking out. She's looking at her email and then she starts crying.
What happened?
Turns out the concert was the day before.
Oh my gosh. No.
Oh, man.
Okay, so that does happen. So y'all drove all the way out there? Did you do anything while you were out there?
Not really. She was pretty upset. It was a mess.
Why was she crying? She ruined your birthday. You should have been crying.
I know.
She had the guilt. I kind of feel for her.
She wasted a bunch of money. She wasted the whole day.
Oh.
And now I feel bad.
Oh, that sucks. Because what do you do at that point? She's upset. You're trying to console her, but it's your damn birthday. Like, damn. Get butt naked in the car or something. You know, something's going to pop up. Okay. So obviously, how did the birthday end? Did you enjoy the end of the evening? Did she hook it up?
I mean, it was fine. She was like, she didn't really get over it the whole day.
I don't think you understood Joey's question.
How are we going to get back at your wife for ruining your birthday, though?
She does this all the time. Like, she'll show up to appointments on the wrong day or late or flights.
Okay.
Yeah. She recently has been applying for new jobs, and I want Nacho to call her saying he's calling for a job interview.
Okay. What is she applying for?
She's applying to be a hairstylist at a salon.
Oh.
That's scary considering how spacey she is.
Yeah. It's like, okay. No.
She's really good at hair, though. Like, she's,
oh, sure. Sure
now
she is.
Now you're gassing her up.
You're really selling her. You really sold her.
What salon does she work at? I'm just asking out of curiosity. Yeah.
None right now, clearly.
You wanted a mohawk, right? Okay. All right. All I need is a number. I got enough. I'm a pranker. Ladies and gentlemen, up next, it's Nacho's Revenge. Don't y'all move. Okay, morning mess inside your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We are caught up with John. He wants to get back at his lady. So, John, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
So, your lady tried to set you up on, I mean, you love concerts, so she got some tickets. It was a 2-hour drive. You drove when you got there. No cars. The venue's closed. She looks at her phone, looks at the email. The concert was the day before you guys got there.
Yeah.
She was upset. Obviously, you were upset, but you couldn't be too upset because she's crying upset.
Yeah, and I still had to drive 2 hours back.
Yeah.
And you explained to us, like, she does these things all the time. Like, a one-off thing maybe, but this is a regular occurrence for her.
All the time.
Yeah. She ruined your birthday, so we're about to ruin her morning. She's been applying for jobs. She's a hairstylist. And it would be believable if she forgot she set up an interview. So we're going to interview her right now. And she's going to think that she's doing a job interview to get this hairstyling job. Here we go, y'all.
Hello?
Hello, this is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with two O's from Big Her, Don't Cur. Is this Bella?
This is she. How can I help you?
You set up this phone call. Do you remember that?
I'm not following.
No, I see here you are following our salon on Instagram, so you are actually following.
I don't mean following you on the internet. I mean, like, I'm not following this conversation.
Oh, you're silly, Bella. Listen, this is your job interview to work at Big Her, Don't Cur. Do you need to reschedule or?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay.
I was just making sure, like, you know, we were on the same page.
I don't know, Bella. It sounds like I'm reading the book and you're watching the movie right now. Are you sure you're ready?
Yes, sir. I am ready.
Okay. So why do you want to work here at Big Her Don't Cur? What makes us special?
Well, for starters, the location is just like super prime, and it's like such a beautiful salon, very modern.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I designed it myself. What colored wall is your favorite here?
Well, how can I pick just one?
Well, like this. The red one. See? Okay, now you try it.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Okay, so the red one, that is also my favorite. You know, Chinese New Year, it's really good.
Okay, that was an example. There are no red walls actually here, so that doesn't make much sense.
I apologize. I'm like a little colorblind.
Okay, but you're a hairstylist who specializes in color. Let me get this right. You're colorblind.
No, I was just kidding. It was a joke.
Right, okay. I get it. Okay, good thing. You're a hairstylist because you're not funny. I will put that on. That's okay.
Sorry, I'm just like nervous, a little bit nervous. Right. You can understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, I'm going to pretend to be an angry customer to see how you deal with angry customers, okay?
Okay.
You done messed up my whole head. Are you stupid? I hate it. I'm not paying you for one thing.
I am so sorry to hear that. What part of it don't you like?
All of it. Are you colorblind, lady? I look ugly as you.
I don't appreciate being spoken to in that way. Like, let's have...
Well, I don't appreciate being made look ugly like your mama and your dumbass hairstyling colorblind self.
Oh, hell no. I don't give a f***. This is an interview. Oh. No, you will not speak to me this way.
And you failed. You failed the test.
No, I didn't. You failed the test.
Bella.
You're fired.
Hey, Bella. Oh, we got to let you know something. You're actually live on the radio. We're called The Morning Mess. Your boyfriend, John, put us up to this prank call.
Are you f***ing kidding me right now?
Got him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.